read, and I know you're familiar with this, but this is just the one that was just on my heart. You know, different people that I listen to, for some reason, they've been ministering on the importance of praising and worshiping the Lord and what it does for you. And Creflo Dollar made this statement this week, and it just stuck to me. You know, I can remember a time when we would come in and we would praise and worship the Lord, and the idea behind it was we wanted to worship the Lord, but it was like the thought behind some of the feelings that different people had was, now if I praise and worship the Lord, He'll do something for me. You praise Him to get, you know, praising gets God to do stuff for you. I can remember people with that idea, and I thought, but Creflo Dollar made a statement this week that just, you know, one of those statements that just, you know, that's exactly, it just spoke it the way you knew it had to be. He said, when we praise and we worship God, it's not to get God to respond to us. We praise and we worship God is our response for what He's already done. Now, if you don't know that He's already done everything, then maybe you need to do something to get Him. But you know, as believers in Jesus Christ, we believe that He's already done everything. So my praise and worship is my response thanking Him for already doing it for me.
Amen.
You see the difference in the way you look at it?
Yes.
So when we come in here, it's not, well, Lord, I'm going to praise and worship You, but I really need You to do this. Well, Lord, I'm going to praise and worship You this morning, but I'm really hurting. Are You going to heal me today? There's something wrong with that. And what's wrong is that I praise and I worship Him regardless of my circumstances, because the Word of God says He's already done it. He's already done it. Saved means everything that I need. When He said I'm saved, it includes everything that I need.
That's right.
So I want to share this morning Psalm 103 out of the Message Bible. And I just want you in your heart and your mind this morning, as a believer in Jesus Christ, to thank Him as we say these things that He's already done. You know, David knew this. This is a Psalm of David. And I'm reading this. He knew that this was the nature of God. This is what He wanted to do for all of us. And he says, oh, my soul, bless God. From head to toe, I'll bless His holy name. Oh, my soul, bless God. Don't forget a single blessing. He forgives your sin, everyone. He heals your diseases, everyone. He redeems you from hell. He saves your life. He crowns you with love and mercy. Oh, you know what you've been crowned with today? Love and mercy, not guilt and condemnation. When you accept Jesus Christ, He takes away it all. I can get up every morning saying, God, I'm crowned this morning with Your loving kindness. He wraps you in goodness, beauty eternal. He renews your youth. Oh, okay. You're always young in His presence. So guess what? I'm going to stay in God's presence all the time. Amen? God makes everything come out right. He puts victims back on their feet. Oh, have you ever felt like you were a victim? He puts victims back on their feet. He showed Moses how He went about His work. He opened up all of His plans to Israel. God is sheer mercy and grace, not easily angered. He's rich in love. He doesn't endlessly nag and scold, nor does He hold grudges forever. He doesn't treat us according to our sins, nor pay us back for all of our wrongs. As high as heaven is over the earth, so strong is His love to those who fear Him. And as far as the sunrise is from the sunset, He has separated us from our sins. Come on, church. Somebody ought to be saying amen. Somebody ought to be saying, that's me. Somebody ought to be saying, that's mine.
Yes.
As parents feel for their children, God feels for those who fear Him. He knows us inside and out. He keeps in mind that we're made of mud, and men and women don't live long. They're like wildflowers that spring up and blossom, but a storm snuffs them out just as quickly, leaving nothing to show they were here. But God's love is ever and always eternally present to those who fear Him, making everything right for them and their children. Now, did you catch that, parents and grandparents? Making everything right for them and their children as they follow His covenant ways and remember to do whatever He said. God has set His throne in heaven. He rules over us all. He's the King. So bless God, you angels, ready and able to fly at His bidding and quick to hear and do what He says. Bless God, all you armies of angels, alert to respond to whatever He wills. Bless God, all creatures, wherever you are, everything and everyone made by God. And you, oh my soul, bless God. Can you say that? And you, oh my soul, bless God. Come on, give Him the praise, church. He deserves our honor this morning and our praise. You know, let's leave our work behind. Let's leave home behind and families behind. And let's focus our minds and our hearts on blessing the Lord God, who's worthy to be praised this morning. Are you ready? Amen. Let's praise Him then. Amen.
Thank you.
glorify you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
There's
you,
so
Lord.
Many ways that God protects us every day. And sometimes we don't even realize it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Kaylin was traveling from Richmond this week, Wednesday, coming to meet us in Somerset. And she felt like something fell off her car, and her bumper had been, she'd been having trouble with it. She thought it had fallen off, so she pulls over to the side of the road. And she gets out and looks, and the lug nut had broken, and her wheel was just about to come off. Now, God protected. Look what the Lord has done. You know, every day in our lives, as we look back, we probably don't know at the times that the angels of the Lord has protected us from having a wreck or gotten us at the right place just at the right time. And, you know, we need to honor Him. And there's so many praises, you know, when you think of looking at what the Lord has done and giving Him the honor. And remember, and when you're walking in His presence and you're constantly thanking Him, looking at what the Lord has done in our lives. Hallelujah. Well, look what the Lord has done. Come on.
Look what the Lord has done. He healed my heart. He took my mind. He saved me.
Praise this week. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, Pat, give me a praise.
I just want to praise the Lord for what He's doing in my family and for my friends.
Amen. You know, I had a person tell me this week that they were out with their mom, and the rings were too big. Her mother was elderly, and she was trying to get something done, and they'd gone into a store and got in the van to leave, and her mother looked down, and her rings were gone, her wedding rings that her husband had gotten her and all that. They called back one place, and they weren't there, and they called back the other place, and guess what? Somebody had found her rings in the floor, picked them up, taken them to an honest cashier, and that cashier said, oh, yes, those rings are here. And, I mean, they were really, really nice rings. Now, that's something to praise for. You know, God cares, Sherry.
I got two.
two things I got to tell you. First, Becky called me this morning. You know, she broke her ankle. She played up. She was watching Joel Osteen today, and it said exactly what she needed to know. You know, stop hanging around. Watch your counsel. Watch your friends. And God's got the right friends in your life to come, and that was awesome. And Becky said, I keep hearing that. Oh, I said, that might be confirmation. And then on the ring story that you have, I have a class ring, a New Life class ring, when I used to go here, and I wore it, and it was loose, but I thought I'd be all right. Well, I must have lost it at work. I thought I lost it at home. I couldn't find it anywhere. And then one night they called me and said, Sherry, do you know this person's class ring? I don't know. I said, that is mine. They found it in some bows that they were straightening. That was just a miracle they even found that.
Hey, you know, listen. Nothing is impossible with God. You know, we get to thinking, well, that's just a minor thing. No, it's not. God loves you. When your children lose things, doesn't it bother you when they lose something that's important to them and you want to find it and you want to fix it? Well, I imagine how God wants to. He's a fixer. He's a finder. Somebody else got to praise. Amen. Amen.
Son-in-law to Kentucky. He's never been here before, and putting his family back together. And I know the Lord's going to bless him.
Amen. We're glad to have him here too. Amen.
We are glad. I have a praise.
Yes.
I'm praising the Lord that I made it through this week. I don't know about any of you all, but I had a rough week. My boss was out. I was in charge of my whole entire store, so I was doing his job, my job, and then dealing with customers today, and I think everybody was having a bad week, and they all decided to take it out on me, but that was okay. And I just praise the Lord that I made it this week. And let's just be real. Raise your hand if you had a bad week this week.
Come on,
raise your hand. I know y'all had a bad week this week.
Come on.
Because I know.
Hallelujah.
It just hit. So, you know, let's just think about this song. You made it here today.
Amen.
You
look
got
what
something
he's
to
done.
Praise him
Amen.
About.
And, you know, the thing is, remember what I said my opening statement about was, praise and worship is not about God responding to my praise and worship. Praise and worship is me thanking him and my response for what he's already done. You say, well, Pastor Laverne, I don't have it yet. It doesn't matter. If the order's been made, it's on its way. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. Well, I was bound by the chains of darkness and sin. I had no hope and no peace of mind. Well, my sins were scarlet. He walked in white as snow, and he opened up my blinded eyes. Now I'm a open.
Come on.
I've been in my shorts. I've got the peace and everything I need. Now my hands are breaking down, and I'm thrilled from the light. Can you see what he's done for me? Well, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done.
Hallelujah. There's a lot of names out there, but there's only one name that matters. There's only one name. Jesus said, it's only by the name of Jesus that things are going to happen in our lives, that we're going to get things done, because the only name that matters is the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Friendship and affection I need to fill my heart.
me. The only name that matters to me.
And yours is the name.
And yours is the name. The name that saves me. Mercy and grace. The power that gave me. And your love is all I ever needed. The power forgave me, and your love is all I ever needed.
When I wake up in the land of glory, with the saints, I will tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim.
Lord God, we're not going to limit you today. Just take everything, Father God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
By the
you,
word
Lord.
Of our mouth and the blood of Jesus Christ.
Thank Jesus.
All those things you walked through this last week, you overcame. Because Jesus had already overcome the world for you.
Amen.
And I mean, you can say what you feel.
Amen.
And it's not going to help. But when you begin speaking the word of God over your life and over your circumstances, first of all, it's going to change your attitude. It's going to change your attitude. And then it's going to begin to change that behavior and those things around you. But when you give in to gloom, doom, despair, and agony on me, you affect everybody around you. You radiate despair. You radiate frustration and sometimes even anger. So regardless of what kind of week you had, regardless of what was heaped on your shoulders this week, and you came in here this morning, you begin to realize how much you can overcome by the blood of Jesus and the word of your testimony.
A couple things. Just in general, I've been thinking about, and with all the challenges we've been facing, and how blessed I am to be working in a place as aggravating as it is, and financial challenges I face time to time, that is still growing and still doing. And I do feel blessed for that. But really, what I want to comment on is that bad week, my wife's had her share of things lately. And to see her getting in and up and clapping and dancing, this is where her positive comes from. And when she misses from here, because reading's not the same. The fellowship is a big part of what goes on with Sherry, and I see her different here. That's a good thing.
Amen. For all of us, amen. Because when we come together, we draw strength from each other.
Amen.
Amen. And when we go out of here, we are not the same as when we came.
Right.
Amen. Because there's something about somebody saying, well, you know,
amen,
it was rough for me too, but God. So
but
you
God.
Can start off brand new week, brand new day. Amen. Hallelujah. Nobody said it was going to be easy. It's right. It's just worth it. Come on. It's worth every sacrifice you made to get in the presence of God and to get into fellowship with believers and praise and worship Him.
Amen.
There are memories made that when those times are bad, you can just close your eyes and you can just see, well, you know what? I remember what they said, and I see what God did in their lives. God's going to do it for me too, because He's not a respecter of persons. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, brother.
You know, before I sing this song, I just want to, let me say this, guys. It's going to get worse. And it's not nobody's fault. It's just the word. It's got to get worse before it gets better. And until we face up to reality and understand that the world is the world, and we, as Christians, have stepped in out of the world. Oh, yeah, that we made a big step when we said, God, I believe everything that you said here. Now, it's our responsibility, instead of letting the gloom, doom, and despair get us down, is to believe what the Bible says. We need to keep our faith and keep our hope and keep everything that the Word says right here. Because without that, we're going to go right back to the world. Amen? So you just remember that when you step in here and everything has gone downhill. As Sister Shirley say, but God.
But God.
He's got it all under control. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Amen. Hallelujah. All authority.
Greatest
Father God, you know, as we come into his presence and worshiping and praising him this morning, something that as we were studying Thursday night at the Bible study, and it and to realize, and just kind of when you start putting the events together in the life of Jesus Christ, you know, he went down to be baptized by John the Baptist, and after he was baptized by John the Baptist, the Holy Spirit came in the form of a dove, baptized him, completely immersed itself in Jesus, and the Father God said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." And then the word goes on to say, and immediately he was led into the wilderness to be tested and to be tried. And he fasted, he didn't eat and drink for 40 days, nothing. And then the devil came to him with the three temptations that we studied about, and he overcame them all by the word, the spoken word, and he overcame it. Satan was defeated, and the Bible says, devil left him for a season. But you know, when he found out, and this is the thing that got me, when he found out he could not get Jesus to deny who he was, he tried to make him doubt if you're really the Son of God, or he tried to get him to worship him, but he couldn't trick him up. And then Jesus goes back into Nazareth, and he goes up to the synagogue, and this is what got me. And he opened up the scriptures, and he began reading there in Isaiah where it says, "And the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me." And he read through all that, and he said, "In this day is this scripture fulfilled in your life." And you know what those people did? They were his own people. They said, "Isn't this Joseph's son?" And they got so mad when he said, "This day, this scripture is fulfilled in this place," that they were going to seize him and throw him over the cliff and kill him. But you know why they couldn't? Because it wasn't his time. But the thing is, the enemy said, "Well, I can't get him to deny me, so I'll just have him kill him." And he couldn't. See, the power in the name of Jesus. Don't quit. You've got the power. You've got the angels encamped around about you to protect you. As you walk and you say, "Okay, God, I'm so glad I belong to you." This morning, if there's anything that you're trying to carry around that you need to cast off, you really need to realize the power of the name of Jesus. That there's power in the name of. If there's somebody you're praying for, you center in on them and say and begin to declare their healing as we sing this thing about Jesus breaks every chain. And you maybe think, "Well, you know, I'm tied to this and I'm tied to that." Well, Jesus wants to break it. He wants to break it off of you in the mighty name of Jesus. Because the Holy Spirit is to empower us. It's not for me just to get goosebumps and have a good time. It's powering to flow out of me. Amen.
Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain. I hear the chains falling. I hear every chain, break every chain. I hear the chain falling.
Hallelujah.
I hear the chain falling. I hear the chain falling. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Right now, in the name of Jesus, I break the spirit of poverty over anybody in this place. And you know, you may have a lot of money, but you could have a spirit of poverty when you're trusting in that money. You know, we need to trust in God. Hallelujah. And I break a spirit of death. Oh, my goodness. There's somebody or somebody you know or somebody listening that's been thinking about just, well, I'll just take my own life. And I break that power right now in the name of Jesus. It's gone. Those chains are broken in the mighty name of Jesus. And I break the spirit of cancer. And I break the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. Those chains cannot remain and they cannot stay in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we begin to praise you and we worship you for all that you said you did in Psalm 103. We receive and we believe everything, Father God. You took every sin. You healed every disease and every sickness. And Lord, you're our provider, Jehovah Jireh. We praise you. We hear him falling off. We hear it now. I hear the chains falling. There is healing in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus. Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
You know, we're going to thank him for what we believe he's done.
Everything is broken. He's provided. He's done it. He overcame it and has given us the power to overcome. And Lord God, we're just going to worship you now. You know, and you just do what you feel led to do. You know, and sitting and worshiping him's fine. Standing, or if you want to kneel at the altar or kneel right where you are, because he's just waiting for you to worship him. And after praying and believing him for all those things to be broken, we believe they're done. And we're going to respond to him and his power. Hallelujah.
Even now, he's waiting for us to fall on our knees and worship. Just go.
Hallelujah. You may be seated. And as you're being seated, just keep your hearts and your minds focused. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Pastor Shirley, you want to? I have the prayer list here that I want to do. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes it's it's difficult to leave that realm of worship. And I just pray that everybody really sensed what God was doing here today and his awesomeness power. But while we maintain that, we want to lift up the following: Karen Keltner for broken ribs, Dimple Buck for healing, and Robert and Donnie Turner for salvation. Kim Mitchum's dad is better, but he's still in the hospital. Eva Burton and her family, let's pray for them. And John wants us to pray for him this week. He goes in for a surgery, and we just believe it's the beginning of his healing. Amen, John. Amen. It's just the beginning of your healing. Thank you, Jesus. Are there any more prayer requests this morning? Yes, Pat. Benny and Tina, yes. Okay, and that's June Saylor family, right? And her sister. They listen a lot of times. If you all are listening this morning, we're going to lift them up in prayer, and we're so thankful. Yes, Gail. Okay, Gail's mom. Complete healing, that's right. Yes, Darlene. Now, this is your brother, Philip. Okay, Darlene's brother. Hallelujah. Yes, Edwin. Okay, Edwin's oldest sister. Okay. Hallelujah. Let's go before the Lord. Father, in this time, we just are amazed again, Father, at the power of your word. Thanking you again for the promises in Psalm 103. And we do bless you. Thank you for all that you have done. That every chain is broken. I pray that everything that needed to be broken off this morning was broken off during the praise and the worship. And Lord, with these names, we call them up to you. Thanking you for breaking every chain of sickness, poverty, disease. Lord, if they need to be saved, we just lift them up. Thanking you for moving in their lives. Lord, you've got people everywhere. Or just speaking to them in that small voice. How much you love them. We lift up Karen. Thank you for her healing her broken bones, ribs. Dimple Buck for healing. And thank you for the salvation of Robert and Johnny Turner. And you know, we've been praying for them a long time. That's Barbara's brother. And one of these days, we're going to get the report. She's going to say, we're going to get that praise report that he's gotten saved. Kim Mitchum's dad, mm-hmm. Father God, I thank you that he belongs to you and that you touched his body and healed him. Pray for the Eva Burton family and the things and decisions and things they have to make. And thank you, Father God, already for John's recovery Thursday in the mighty name of Jesus. And June's sister, Lord, you know what needs to be done there in healing. And Gail's mom, Father God, I thank you for this sweet lady for restoring her health, Father God, and giving her the peace and the faith to know that you want to completely restore her. Be with Darlene's brother, Philip. And then be with Edwin's oldest sister, Lord, that the power of your healing will flow through their bodies. And, Lord, that these people, Lord, that we pray for, that if they don't know that you want to heal them, that the message, that you will send a messenger speaking to them
to pray over and declare what the Word says that you want to happen in their lives. Now we give the rest of the service to you, Lord, the children, the preschool, the nursery, and we give the youth class and all the teachers, Lord, and Pastor Jerry as he comes to minister to the people. Thank you for the powerful Word that you give him. In the name of Jesus. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. I'm going to dismiss the children and the youth.
Be all.